Figure skater Christy Yamaguchi came to worldwide fame as a 1992 Olympic gold medalist, and since then has found ways to leverage that fame in service of what she believes in, reading to kids. Her foundation is called Always Dream. She's in town for a weekend concert on ice to benefit children's literacy programs in Hawaii's Title I schools, and she's on the line with us now. Hi, Christy.
Hello. How are you?
Great. Thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You've made this your cause, and why is it important to you?
Well, we know that reading and the love of books is the foundation for any child's academic success as well as life success.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can provide the materials needed to foster that love of reading, to foster the love of books at an early age, especially in the underserved areas, where they don't have easy access to those tools, that's what we want to provide and help provide, that chance for them to reach for their dreams.
Did you develop a love for books when you were little?
I did. I mean, I remember having my favorite books, and, you know, we did not have a whole lot of books in the house, but I do remember having my favorite ones and reading, especially as, you know, as I got older and enjoying the escape and the adventures in books. So knowing, especially now, how important it is to develop those skills early on just for vocabulary and comprehension, those are just going to continue to help a child throughout their years.
Well, you know, Christy, when you hear of people who fell in love with books at an early age, they never stop. I mean, you don't hear people say, I loved books when I was a kid and then I lost interest. It tends to stay with you throughout life, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, especially when you develop that early on, then, instead of at the third grade level, you start to read to learn. So that's a really critical time when you need to be up to speed and ready to move on to those other areas where science and math, where you are going to have to read to learn. So, but it is. It's books, I think, will continue throughout your life to open up new doors and adventures and especially dreams, and that's pretty much what it's all about.
Well, those first childhood experiences with books, to me, they're some of the deepest of one's life because you completely, a child who has first begun to read and falls in love with those first books, is completely immersed in them in a way that it's, you know, you almost have to struggle to get back to that immersion later in life, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I mean, a child's imagination is just, I think, beyond what we understand, and they love to be read to, and they even love to hear the same story over and over, which is great for them because it's really sinking in at that point, but they absorb much at such a young age, and it's all making a difference for their development and everything.
Well, you make a good point about that third grade age when you start reading things that you kind of have to read. I think what you're saying is that we want kids to fall in love with the act of reading well before that stage. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the best advice our pediatrician gave us, my husband and I, when we had our daughter, our first daughter, she was only about 6 months old, and he said, start reading to her now.
Wow.
And we were like, well, really? He's like, yeah, you might not think she doesn't understand, but the fact of turning pages and her hearing the words and, you know, making those connections will help the development throughout. So we started reading to her early on, and you know, parents don't know that, so if we can get that family engagement at home and really help teach them that, hey, this is definitely going to make a positive difference in your child and their development, and will make it, you know, put them on the right path to reading at grade level, especially by that third grade critical level.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that parents don't know that because the whole thought of, you know, parents tend to think about waiting until a child is ready for something. And as we look back on our own experience of childhood, a lot of times we can remember being ready before adults thought we were ready, right?
Yeah, definitely. And another part of our program, it also integrates digital technology. So we introduce tablets into the classroom where digital books are also on the tablet, so the children get exposure to one technology, but also a different platform on which to read books. And you know, they're so intuitive. They know what to do already, even at that young age. And even if it's their first exposure to that digital technology, they learn it so fast. So it's pretty amazing to see, but, you know, they need those resources in their hands to get that experience.
It sounds as if once those resources are made available, teachers don't have a problem finding enthusiasm from the kids. The enthusiasm is there. It's more a matter of getting the materials to them.
Absolutely, and that's where we hope to fill that gap and really hope to close that achievement gap with the underserved schools and the underserved children, to really be that provider of the resources, because the kids love it. And, you know, we see it when we go into the classrooms. We're currently in 7 schools here in Oahu, and it's amazing to see their faces light up just to have a read-along or see them work with the tablets. So that's when we really see the program paying off.
Well, speaking of the tablets, I mean, it does, you know, a great many people are saying that books are sort of on their way out. The whole thing of the physical entity of a book is being seen as obsolete. They're not, publishers are cutting back on the amount of books they're published. And so, you know, is it a medium that is sort of on the way out, or do we need to think about moving everything to electronic means?
I don't know if it's going to be one way or the other, especially I think for children's books in particular. Picture books are just the color and sitting on, you know, your grandma's lap or your auntie's lap and reading those books and turning the pages, I think will always be, you know, so special for a child. So I think having access to both and that exposure, yes, digital is here to stay, and it more and more will be leaning towards that. But I think for the children's space, hardcover books will still be very much a part of learning and just everyday household.
Well, Chrissy, you've taken your Always Dream initiative around the country. Do you get a good response wherever you go?
Yes. I mean, I think especially into the areas, we're very specific with the criteria of the schools we work with, the demographic of the children we're helping, and they have always been very receptive and grateful for the resources that we're providing them. And, you know, we're a small organization relatively, and we're looking forward to expanding and even reaching more kids. So, you know, this weekend we have a big benefit that will help raise awareness, but also funds for our programs that we have here in Hawaii, so we can continue to reach more kids.
Well, I'm joined with probably a great many people in wishing you luck, Chrissy, and thanks for talking with us.
Great, yes, and if you could come out to Golden Moment, which is a skating show, this weekend, we would love to have your support.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Chrissy Yamaguchi is an Olympic gold medalist, a children's book author, and an advocate for early childhood literacy. Her new production of Golden Moment, described as a concert on ice, it's at the Blaisdell Center this Saturday and Sunday, and you can learn more about it on our Facebook page, The Conversation.